Hi, and welcome to At The Net, the local tennis show. All thanks to Donut A Go Go. Go check them out at 47 Vaughan Street in Shepparton. This is a part of the Super Saturday Sports Show that you can listen to as to keep up to date with all things happening on the tennis courts, both in the Goulburn Murray Lawn Tennis Association and the Shepparton District Competitions. This show airs on a weekly basis on a Saturday throughout summer.
Donuts. Did someone say donuts? Who doesn't love a donut? Donuts and coffee on the go at Donut A Go Go on Vaughan Street in Shepparton. Watch your cinnamon donuts cooked freshly in front of you. All of our donuts are made fresh daily. Yummy local roasted coffee. And if coffee's not your thing, try our icy cold shakes and iced chocolates. Eat in or take away, and we also cater for special occasions. Pop in today to Donut A Go Go, Vaughan Street, Shepparton, near the Corio Street roundabout. Find us on Facebook.
I know this bloke loves his donuts, and of course he loves his tennis as well. And I speak of none other than Mark Mills from the Goulburn Murray Lawn Tennis Association. Of course, this show At The Net is sponsored with thanks to Donut A Go Go. I know he goes there regularly himself because I just see the weight that he's putting on eating all these donuts, unlike me, which I'm pretty skinny compared to you. And he's just laughing his head off. I mean, the people that know me would be too. But anyway, it is At The Net, the tennis show. How are you, Squire?
I'm well, thanks, Mark. Yeah, no, it's been a good week.
And good week.
How about yourself?
Yeah, been a great week. I watched the Super Bowl on Monday and the LA Rams won, and I was really happy about that, but really happy about the halftime show. It went a bit gangster.
It was quite entertaining, and I think the match was quite close as well in the end. We come down the last couple of minutes.
Yeah, it was a really good game, and they just did a whole Super Bowl well. I mean, the AFL, and I know they try, but gee, they just missed the mark, the AFL, on some of the entertainment. Like,
yeah, I think with the bigger stadiums, it's a little bit trickier. But yeah, you're right; they're not quite up to the standard, are they? I think there's a little bit more money in American sport as well, so that probably
Don't get me wrong; I thought Birds of Tokyo were really good this year at the grand final, but yeah, that they're never going to be Super Bowl.
No,
ever.
Yeah. I wouldn't like to imagine how much that show cost to put on.
I did hear the figure, and Pepsi sponsored that halftime show, and it was, let's just say you won't see that much money probably in your lifetime, or myself for that matter.
Yeah, or even combined times two,
yeah,
probably.
No, it was a lot of money, so I reckon they're going to, well, I reckon they will be selling a lot of Pepsi Post-it. I reckon Coke have got a job on their hands now, because, and I know they love their Pepsi in the States as well. Now, Mark, we're heading towards finals, aren't we? We're in the penultimate round today.
That's correct, yes. Second last round of the year. So this is where things start to get a bit tricky for those teams jostling for those either top two double chance or just to sneak into the finals and have a crack at it, I guess. So, yep, only a couple of rounds to go, and yeah, it should be exciting tennis. But yeah, this week I wanted to mention first that we had the Country Week up at Country Week of Tennis up at Swan Hill this week. I went up there and was up there for 4 days, so plenty of fun and plenty of tennis balls hit and plenty of good times.
Is it warm up at Swan Hill? It usually is.
Well, yeah, as you can imagine, probably Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, I think was quite warm here. And it was, I don't think it was too much warmer, but it wouldn't want to be too much warmer. It was already warm enough. So, yeah, it was tough conditions for 3 days, but plenty of great tennis up there and lots of people out of the Golden Murray competition were up there. I saw them. Had a chat with them over the week and caught up over a beverage or two, so it was good.
It's like it's 33 degrees in the middle of winter up at Swan Hill. It's pretty hot up there.
It is. But yeah, it was in A grade. We'd better give a shout out to Jared Bingham from Shep Lawn. Mm-hmm. He plays in the Velvet Tigers on Saturday. He was part of the winning team there. And all his also in that team was Josh Babich from Rich River. So great job by those two boys. Yeah, there's some great players from all around, not only Country Victoria, but in Melbourne as well and interstate as well. They come from, I know there was people come from Alice Springs and Sydney and Dubbo and all these places. So it was, I think it was about 1,200 tennis players up at Swan Hill.
So does that travel around, or is that an annual tournament at Swan Hill?
That's an annual one. So, it's not always at Swan Hill. It rotates between three, so they have it at Swan Hill. Next year it's in Shepparton and Maroopna. So they make the, all those soccer pitches out the back of the footy ground out there, they all become tennis courts next year. So it's, 100 tennis courts is a lot of tennis courts to get up on the grass. So it's a big event. Lots of people, obviously, and it was a great event, and it was good fun to be part of.
Now, Mark, I'm not really au fait with local tennis, but my memory recalls that maybe Labor Day's a pretty big day locally in tennis, or am I wrong?
Yes, we got Cobram tournament coming up. We've got Tatura tournament coming up.
Yep.
They're at the two in our competition, and then also Euroa has a big one as well, so... Yeah, plenty of tennis, and that caters for all grades, so...
Yeah, I thought it was pretty big Labor Day in the local tennis scene. Like I say, I'm not right into the tennis, but
yeah, no,
I did know that the Labor weekend, I should say, as a whole.
So that's, I think, in a month. So we've got the next 2 weeks, then we have first weekend of finals, so we play Saturday, Sunday that weekend, and then we have Labor Day weekend off because a lot of people do play in those tournaments, and we have clubs like Cobram and Tatura in our competition that we like to support, and they obviously... wouldn't be able to play on those weekends, so we have that weekend off, and then the grand final for our competition.
Yeah, it'll be the 12th of March, which will be the... Now, let me get this right. That'll be the Saturday.
Yeah.
The 13th is the Sunday, and the 14th will be Labor Day. But I will check that to just confirm.
Yeah, I think that's correct, because our grand final's on the 19th, and that's the Saturday, so the 12th will be the Saturday before. I'm pretty sure you're right there, Mark.
Yeah, no worries, Mark. Well, what do you got for us on this Saturday morning?
We better start having a look through some of the results and see how the ladders are shaping up. Coming into the second last round of the year. We'll go back to last week. GM4, we had the Cobram Crickets all but ended Numurkah Ravens season with a 9 sets to the big fat donut. Donut a go-go.
With thanks to Donut a go-go, yeah.
So unfortunately for Numurkah, but we'll give the sponsors a plug. Tongala, 7 sets defeated Tatura 2. And Kiala Park, 5 sets, continue their strong run over Darringale, 4 sets. So the ladder looks like this, with Kiala Park daylight ahead of the rest of the pack.
Mm-hmm.
On 40 points, then Cobram Crickets on 26, Darringale also on 26, Tongala on 20, and Tatura Lightning sitting on 18. It's just 2 points behind Tongala, so... Big game for Tat this weekend. We'll find out who they're playing in a second. And Numurkah Ravens sitting in 14 on the bottom of the ladder there. So today's matches will see the Ravens take on fourth place Tongala. So Tongala looking to knock off the bottom of the ladder side there and just cement their top four spot. Cobram Crickets and Kiala. So that's first versus second. These two teams, obviously Kiala just getting in. Good form coming into finals. Cobram really hoping to get a win to try get that double chance. And Tatura taking on Darringale. Tat sitting in fifth, Darringale third. So Tat really, really need to have a win here, or this could be close the gates on
season defining.
Yeah, so but we'll see what happens next week. I presume, I'm backing Tat to come out all guns blazing and see how they go against Darringale there to keep their season alive. So that's how GM4 is shaping up. We'll go across to GM3 West. Last week we had the Tongala GM3 West side have a big win over Kyabram Redbacks, 11-2. The Tat Storm had a big win against Nathalia, obviously, 10-3. And Tatura Hurricanes, 9-4 against the Kai Bombers. So some pretty one-sided match there, unfortunately. But that's the way it goes sometimes. The ladder sits Kai Redbacks, 38 points. Tongala, 36. Tat Storm, also 36. So a bit of a tussle there for second spot. Tat Hurricanes, all the way back on 18. Nathalia 12 and Kai Bombers 4. So unless the Tat Hurricanes have a couple of shockers in the next week and Nathalia go really well, I think that top four is just about close the door on the top four, I think. but not quite yet. Still a mathematical chance, so we can't say for sure.
Well, we can once we say mathematical chance. I've never seen any side in any competition or sport after a mathematical chance they actually get there.
That's probably right, Mark.
Yeah.
Tongala take on the Tad Hurricanes today. So that's second versus fourth. The Hurricanes, yeah, looking to really well and truly put a nail in the door there and keep it shut on that top four. The Tat Storm take on Tongala. So that is second versus third. This is a big game, actually, both on 36 points. So the winner of this will most likely get a double chance. So a lot of teams, not necessary to win a flag to have a double chance, but if you look back over history, I'm probably sure the most of the teams that get that double chance, you have a better percentage.
Yeah, the percentage is a lot higher if you got the double chance, yep.
That's right. And Nathalia taking on bottom of the ladder, Kai Bombers. So Nathalia fifth, there's nothing. They just have to have a win and win big and just have to hope for their results of the other matches. But, yeah, that's the GM3 West. We'll have a look at the East quickly. Yeah, we're going for time. Not too bad.
Yeah, not too bad, mate.
So we got last week's result. Who had the bye? Darringal had the bye last week. They set out, got a couple of points for the ladder, so that'll come in handy, I'm sure. Kai Redbacks, I think, have pushed Maroopna Stanhope out of the four and probably a bit of a hill too steep for Maroopna Stanhope to climb to get back in, possibly. So with 11 sets to two, the Kai Redbacks over Maroopna Stanhope. The Numurkah Penguins, a very hard-fought, gritty win in a second versus third place match. So it was very important match again for that double chance, and it was the Penguins got up by 7 games and 7 sets to 6. So a good win for the Numurkah Penguins there. Tat Tornadoes continue to be going along quite well the second half of the season and had a big win over Nathalia, 12 sets to 1. So it is the Tat Tornadoes, well out on top, undefeated, sitting on 40 points. The Numurkah Penguins, 28. Nathalia 24, Kai Redbacks 22, Shep Coyotes and Maroopna Stanhope still only 2 points back, so sitting on 20 points, and Darringal rounding out the ladder there with 14. So it's really Nathalia, Kai Redbacks in third and fourth, Coyotes, the Shep Coyotes in fifth, and Maroopna Stanhope in sixth. All still got a chance of making that third or fourth spot there, so it's only one game separating 4 spots there on the ladder. So no doubt there will be a couple of big games today in Nathalia taking on Darringal at Nathalia. So Nathalia win this and they will have a spot in the four locked up, with Darringal being on the bottom. They'll hope to achieve that. Tat Tornadoes taking on the Numurkah Penguins. So this is an interesting one. This is last time these two teams played, which are on top first and second, I think the Penguins had quite a few players out of their best side. So it'll be interesting to see. The Penguins really hoping to have a win and hold on to that second spot. Will sew up second spot if they get a win. If they are unsuccessful, though, it will open the door for Nathalia to keep knocking on the door and trying to get into that second spot and double chance. Nathalia played Darringal, as we've said, on the bottom of the ladder there, so that's going to be an interesting if the Penguins can't knock off top of the table Tornadoes. And the Shep Coyotes take on Maroopna Stanhope. This is fifth versus sixth, so this is do or die. It's a final come a week early for these teams, 2 weeks early for these teams, really. Whoever loses this will be out of the race, and we'll just be playing for a bit of pride come next week. So that's how GM3 East sits at the moment. We'll have a look at the matches from a couple of weeks ago in GM2 Open. This is the Open grade, so it can just be 6 players. We've got Cobram Cobras went down to Avenel. Avenel are looking really strong, looking to claim their first GM premiership in their first GM season, so they'll be getting excited. I think they've got the bye today, but they'll come out next week, you know, get tuned up for finals, and we'll see how they fare in their first final series in the Golden Murray. And the other result from last week in this grade was the Shep Lawn Pelicans had a big win over Kyala Park, 10-1. So we've got the Shep Lawn Pelicans, 144 points, Avenel, 136.5. They're a long way ahead of the rest. So we've got Cobram Cobras in 69 points, Kyala Park, 61, and Durangle only half a point outside the four, rounding out the ladder there with 60.5. So that is wide open still. Anyone's game to make finals. Kyala Park versus Durangle. Well, that makes a very interesting match today, with those two teams half a point apart, with Kyala in fourth and Durangle in fifth. So probably lose this match today, and it's almost over season for whichever side is unsuccessful in that match today. Cobram Cobras take on Shep Lawn Pelicans. Avenel having the bye. So Cobras will be looking to get a few points on the board and just keep that little bit of a gap between Kyala and Durangle, and make sure that they're safe come next week, and they can go in without the pressure of having to win to make the top four. GM2 mixed. We've got matches today. We might just run through them. Cobram Crocs have the bye. Shep Lawn Demons take on Numurkah Raiders. So this is also a big match, for second versus third. Only 3.5 points separate them on the ladder. So plenty to play for there between the Numurkah Raiders and the Shep Lawn Demons, yes. Stanhope take on the other Shepparton side in the Shep Lawn Blues. So Shep Lawn Blues sitting well clear on top of the ladder, and Stanhope in fourth. So they are 15 points clear of Cobram Crocs in fifth spot. So they probably don't even need a win. They just need to get a few sets to get a few points on the board today, and that'll sew up the top four for the season in GM2 mixed. We'll move across to the GM1 grade. Last week's results, I did say I'm pretty happy with my last two predictions for the matches of the round. Mark, I said it was the girls' match last week between Eliza and Isabel the week before, sorry, and that was a tiebreaker. And then I mentioned the match up at Numurkah between, we had a bit of a crowd turn up as well, so it might have been a few listeners last week, between Nick Fennedy and Eric Holt Crossman. It was the Rich River Rebels number one man in Eric Holt Crossman getting up, also in a tiebreaker, 8-7. So I think my predictions have been going pretty well for the match of the round there, Mark, for the last couple of weeks. We'll see if we can pull another one out today. So it was the Rich River Rebels, though, that were a bit too strong for the Numurkah Warriors, unfortunately, for my team. They are defending champions and looking strong again. I think they moved back to the top of the ladder. Yes, they did, with their win last week. In the other two matches, it was a Chuka Lawn, a close win, 7-5 over the Shep Lawn Phoenix Suns. That shuts the season, closes any chance of the finals for the Phoenix Suns there. It was the Shep Nathalia Velvet Tigers sewing up their finals spot. Oh, no, actually not. I should not say that. That is not true. Having a win over the Shep Lawn Average Joes, 9-3. If we have a look at the ladder, it is top of the table clash today between Rich River and Echuca Lawn, both on 112 points. This is quite a big match to really sew up that top two spot for whoever wins this one today. It's the Velvet Tigers sitting in third. Who do they play today? They play the fifth place Shep Lawn Tropics. So this is also another massive game. There's only 10 points separate fifth and third, and so if the Tropics get over the Velvet Tigers today, that gap will close right up to not much, and it will make for a very interesting final round. where in between those two is the Numurkah Warriors, and they take on the Shep Lawn Average Joes today, who sit in sixth. The Average Joes can't make finals anymore, but they can definitely ruffle a few feathers leading into that final series. So, yeah, pretty much from first to fifth, not a lot of points separated, and no one's safe in that top four even, let alone the top, yeah, no one's safe in the top two, let alone the top four. So some big games today, Mark. I think, a bit biased, but I think the Warriors, Numurkah Warriors, might get over the Shep Lawn Average Joes today. The Phoenix Suns on bottom of the ladder, they have a bye. It's the Velvet Tigers versus Shep Lawn Tropics. This one was the third versus fifth. I'm not too sure on this one. This is going to be tight, very tight. I think I might tip an upset, even though it doesn't help us. We would like the Velvet Tigers to win, but I think the Tropics might get the chocolates today and make for a very exciting final round of action. And in the top of the table clash, Rich River Rebels versus Echuca Lawn. It's going to be tight again. I think Rich River might just get the job done on their home courts over at Rich River. So that's all we have for today, I think, Mark. And yeah, some huge matches, especially in GM1. And I think it's going to shape up for a big last round of action next week. But I'm sure we'll be back to talk about that next week once we have all the scores in the book.
No worries, Mark. And just confirming that Labor Day is on Monday, March 14th. So just confirm that.
Beautiful.
So beautiful. No worries. I'll see you again next week, Mark.
Beautiful, Mark. Thank you very much.
Donuts. Donuts. Did someone say donuts? Who doesn't love a donut? Donuts and coffee on the go at Donut A Go-Go on Vaughan Street in Shepparton. Watch your cinnamon donuts cooked freshly in front of you. All of our donuts are made fresh daily. Yummy local roasted coffee. And if coffee's not your thing, try our icy cold shakes and iced chocolates. Eat in or take away, and we also cater for special occasions. Pop in today to Donut A Go-Go, Vaughan Street, Shepparton, near the Corio Street roundabout. Find us on Facebook.
Station sponsor.
If you have enjoyed the show, then please let us know what you think at our socials. 1FM Super Saturday Sport on Facebook and Twitter, and tune in from 8 a.m. next week to find out more. Till next week, goodbye.